This is a Natural Radio Podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Is it third down in Denver?
Yeah, every third down when the defense has is when the defense is playing and they're trying to force a fourth down, you hear snickers. It's fantastic. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. I just learned today, don't ask me what I was looking up or why I learned this today, but I just learned today that until the year 1990, Snickers bars were called Marathon bars over in the UK.
Hmm.
And then they changed it to Snickers.
It's a different animal here.
And there's this campaign they put together because they, for years and years, it was called a Marathon bar over there.
Did it have peanuts?
It's the exact same thing. It's a Snickers bar.
So what do they call the Marathon bar?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But they would make Snickers for the UK was called a Marathon bar. And when you look at the
Snickers,
when you look at the packaging, when you look at the packaging, it looks exactly like a Snickers bar. I know this because there's this guy in the UK who is famous because he's had a Snickers bar in the wrapping that's 30 years old now. And he wants recognition like he's some sort of superstar.
Has it been chilled the entire time?
It's in the news because the Marathon bar looks so much bigger because Snickers bars used to be a lot bigger too, right? And he's saying, oh, look at how much bigger they used to be. I've never eaten this. I've been keeping it alive all these years.
And I want something out of this.
And I would like to, yeah. So it's been almost 30 years since they've called it a marathon bar over there.
Should I team up with him with my refrigerated Pepsi?
He's saying, I don't even know. If I were to open it up, he's like, it's probably just white in there. Like, yeah. Who knows?
No,
it's just dust.
It clearly is.
There's this campaign where they're trying to get people in England to start calling a Marathon bar a Snickers bar. So for a year, it would say Marathon, right? And then it would say underneath, known internationally as Snickers.
So this they're doing along with Brexit, in that we're trying to prepare you that eventually we're going to call this candy bar.
Right.
Get ready for it, everyone.
Right.
And we're going to do this without the help of the European Union. See, we're going to call it a Snickers bar.
See how the Marathon bar, that looks exactly like it's a Snickers bar. It just says Marathon instead of Snickers. It's got the brown and white and blue letters and all of it. Yes, exactly. So they're trying to get people prepared. For this. Exactly.
Do you understand what we're doing this time? Because last time, apparently, you didn't.
So there's this campaign where this French girl's trying to find a Snickers bar, because all around the world it's known as a Snickers bar. Snickers, by
the
way.
Other parts of Europe.
Yeah, the whole world. Except for England, Snickers bars are called Marathon bars. But they decide to call them Snickers bars. Snickers, named after the Mars family's favorite horse. All right, so Snickers! So,
boy, that's a coincidence.
This French girl, well, no, it's not a coincidence.
Is that what we came? Is that why we came up with that?
Yeah, somehow we learned that Snickers was a horse's name, and that's how the whole bit started, I think.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Ruffles, too? Their favorite horse? Their favorite horse?
No.
The potato chip people?
No. That's a different family.
Whiskers?
This French girl's going around England trying to find a Snickers bar, and nobody understands what she's talking about because they call it a Marathon bar. And the one guy goes, oh, yeah, right, love, you want to go down to the cafe? So she's like, oh, do you have this waiter in the cafe is like walking around like this, like.
Like a penguin?
Yeah, like a penguin. And she goes, excuse me, do you have the Snickers? And he goes, no, love, this is just the way I walk.
Is this all just a joke?
This is real. This is all for real. So anyway, Snickers bars are called Snickers bars and have been everywhere in the English-speaking world for about 30 years. But this guy is in the news because he's like, I haven't had this Marathon bar since, I've had it for all these years. And I've never eaten it. It's a new record, isn't it?
This is my retirement plan.
That's it.
This is all I've been hanging my hat on for 30 years.
My whole life, I haven't
eaten this Marathon bar.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, does Snickers mean something in England that would be kind of revolting? Like, does it mean...
Oh, like, why would they have gone with it? Why wouldn't they have called it a Marathon bar
poop?
To begin with?
Does it mean poop?
No.
Here, have a poop bar.
No, obviously not, because they did change it eventually to Snickers. I think for some reason they just didn't want to... want to call it that. Why is Snickers changing its name back to Marathon?
I thought you said they're changing it to Snickers.
This guy in England is an undertaker, and he kept it in his Marathon bar in a biscuit tin for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's making headlines over there. So why was it originally called a Marathon bar and not a Snickers? That I don't know.
I got a hold of some candy the other day that had...
You buying your Halloween candy already? You never learn, do you?
No, I haven't. Not yet. What did I get my hands on? It was some sort of candy, and it was supposed to be relatively fresh candy.
Okay.
And it had already kind of turned white on me.
Mm.
I ate it.
Of course you did.
I'm fine. Of course. But it's certainly not any sort of pristine Marathon bar.
Snickers were first produced in America in 1930, believed to have taken the name from a beloved horse owned by the Mars family.
Snickers!
Snickers. I believe when we originally did the bit, Snickers was a horse that just didn't believe anything you said, right?
Yes! I don't think it has anything to do with this.
I'm telling you, we'll have to go back. Wizards, help us understand how Snickers became a thing here on the show. Until July of 1990, they were sold in the UK as Marathon bars when Mars decided to change the name of the product to bring it in line with the rest of the world. Snickers remains the biggest selling chocolate bar in the world. Annual sales of $2 billion a year. That's just on Snickers bars? They sell $2 billion worth of Snickers bars?
Seems a lot.
That does seem a lot. Jeez Louise. But they discontinued it. Now... here, a Marathon bar was a completely different thing. It was a very long bar,
and
right?
Braided.
And it,
and it was just
braided.
Basically chocolate and caramel, right?
Now, I believe that is known in other parts of the world as a curly whirly.
It was also a very popular belt look back then.
Yeah.
A lot of your young teens were wearing belts.
Everyone in the 80s had the braided belt thing, sure.
So that you could cinch it up at any waist you need.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, why did they call them I think the idea was that you could run a marathon with all the energy, so that's why they called it a Marathon bar over there, but maybe there was already a Marathon bar over here, so they couldn't call it that. I don't know the whole story.
Was it named after the popularity of the movie Marathon Man?
Yes, and both things, your teeth will fall out of your mouth. A little bit too much of them. Welcome to the Top 5 Things, everyone. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. You want to get right into the Top 5? Because we've got a lot to get to in a very limited amount of time here.
All right. The Top 5 Things brought to you by the Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Halloween, starting on September 27th and running through Halloween. With over 20 minutes spent within the Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction is celebrating 25 years of Fear. Tickets are available now online, 15 for admission and 20 for VIP. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes at the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Fridays and Saturdays, 7 till midnight. Sundays and Halloween, 7 till 10. The longest running and most decorated haunt in the Quad City's Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. And don't miss their live music Wednesdays from 7 till 10. This Wednesday, tomorrow, it's Scott Stowe. And then the following week, it's Craig Smith at Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken, and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot and or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. Get one of those today. If you're interested in booking the Capriati food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331, or they make it nice and easy for you. All you have to do is email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com.
Number one. A lot of you are reaching out on the text line, the Oscar Spokes text line, to ask if Cokie Roberts completes the They Die in Threes. Okay, sure. Although, that seems like a bit of a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Cokie, named Cokie,
Because her older brother couldn't pronounce her name Corinne, that's why.
She was an enthusiast of cocaine.
No, that's not true.
Why do you call me Cookie? Well,
I don't know. Why is that one nail so much longer than the rest? Antonio Brown of your New England Patriots is in the news.
Yes, and he scored a touchdown this weekend, didn't he?
Maybe the last time he gets to play in the NFL.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's now another woman who's come forward and suggested that maybe Antonio's up to some no good behavior,
sexual misconduct. A second woman is now accusing Antonio Brown of sexual misconduct. Sports Illustrated reports that an artist who painted a mural at Brown's home here in Pittsburgh says that Brown started flirting with her and walked up behind her nearly naked while she was working. She also says that she is still owed money from Brown for some of her artwork. The woman who claims Brown raped her is expected to be meeting with the NFL by the end of the day. Brittany Taylor filed a federal civil lawsuit last week. She says that Brown sexually assaulted her three times, including once at his home here in the Pittsburgh area.
So there's the rape.
I would ever feel safe doing any sort of job for anyone famous.
Well, that audio, by the way, from KDKA Television in Pittsburgh. I certainly wouldn't go to someone's house to paint a mural.
No.
Nothing good.
Of course they're going to show up behind you naked somehow.
Everyone is
going to... Can you put this in the mural? Can you recreate? I would like this to be part of the mural.
Showing up behind you naked. I thought you wanted this mural to be about all of your accomplishments. Well, yeah, this is one of my accomplishments. I made enough money to hire an artist to come and paint a mural. So have some touchdowns here, and then here I'd like me in a towel harassing you.
He make me clean toilet and this, watch.
Yeah. He make me to watch toilet.
I just wouldn't try, you know, cleaning gutters for Engelbert Humperdinck. At some point, you know, you're gonna look down, and there's Engelbert at the bottom of the ladder, naked.
Please release me. Let me go.
I just don't trust you, famous people.
Another person filing a lawsuit against former Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown, now with the New England Patriots. Was with the Raiders, kind of, sort of, although never got a check from them. You know, you don't get paid for anything you do in the preseason? They don't get any money for
the
preseason.
Did he get fined?
For what?
He got fined for being a troublemaker.
Yeah, by the team.
So did he actually end up losing money?
Yes.
With the Raiders?
Yes. Yes, he paid money for that Raiders time.
And then Eli is no longer your quarterback of the New York Giants.
Oh, is that news? I didn't hear that.
He's being replaced because... Well, I guess he's bad.
Yeah, yeah. Pittsburgh doctor, the latest to file a lawsuit against Antonio Brown, Dr. Victor Prisk. Hello, I'm Dr. Victor Prisk. Dr. Victor Prisk has filed a lawsuit claiming that Antonio Brown owes him $11,500 in unpaid fees. Not only that, but according to the New York Post, Dr. Prisk claims Brown repeatedly farted in his face and laughed about it during a consultation where he showed up.
Don't get that in my head. Don't get that in my head. I don't want to hear about that. I don't need that subconsciously in my head when I'm going to see the proctologist.
He repeatedly farted
in the
doctor's
face. I'm going to blame this on Antonio Brown, Doc.
And laughed about it. Dr. Prisk says he was wary about signing Antonio Brown because of his flighty reputation for not paying bills.
These celebrities.
There is a video on TMZ of the appointment in August of 2018.
Well, that's because Antonio Brown is known for always filming everything, right?
August of 2018, Brown is heard farting and laughing about it as the
doctor. How do you hear that?
The doctor.
TMZ is right outside the examination room.
They somehow got the video. Prisk tells Sports Illustrated, it just seemed childish to me. I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face.
I'm here on business. It sounds to me like maybe Antonio had a friend go with him to the appointments.
Well.
And then, okay, you just sit out here. I'm going to fart in this guy's face. What a troublemaker.
This woman who says that she was painting the mural. She says that Brown flirted with her and made her uncomfortable before the atmosphere, her words now, curdled. woman telling Sports Illustrated that she was kneeling and painting when she turned to find Brown standing behind her naked, holding a small hand towel over his genitals. At least he didn't fart in your face, though, miss.
Oh, it was coming. Depending on how you responded to what I'm doing here.
And put that in the mural, too!
Put that in the mural.
Services of Christ Community Church.
Make, that's a good one. Make me farting in the mural. Make me farting in a doctor's face in the mural.
Let's see how good of an artist you really are. I want you to paint my truth. And by my
Because you're going to have to paint, because faces are some of the hardest things to paint.
Also hard to paint.
Well, what I need you to do is the expression on the doctor's face has to indicate the smile on my face and the disgust in his face has to indicate that I am, in fact, farting in his face.
Monet.
Now you do that.
Picasso.
And I'm gonna
None of these artists ever fully captured what a fart looks like in any of their work.
I'm going to go back. Well, is that what Mona Lisa's doing?
Mona Lisa, yes. I didn't mention Da Vinci on purpose, because I think that is what's going on in that one. Yeah, that's why.
It's a very knowing look. Like
she knows what she did. Ate a bunch of asparagus, and then, what are you going
to
do?
So you start working on that, and I'm going to go back to the bathroom and see if I can find a smaller hand towel.
Iowa-Iowa State game was over the weekend. Again, it was a 6.5-hour affair, which I was very glad to be watching from my couch and not there for the
And that is
delays.
Because they had, well, it must have been lightning.
Yeah, no, it stormed pretty good.
Yeah.
And then there was lightning. I guess the rule is if there's lightning
you
within...
You got to wait half an hour?
If there's lightning within 8 miles of the stadium, you have to suspend things for
half
30
hour,
minutes
30,
at least. Yeah. Yes, yes. So as a joke, you know, they had the college game day there.
Although I suppose you have to rely on professionals at that point. Just going, yeah, that's about 8 miles out for the press box.
No, they have tools and measurements for this, yes.
As opposed to...
Radar is employed. There's not just a guy up there.
Now, who does he pull for? Because it could either... He's from Iowa. Was he an Iowa State fan or is he
a
Hawkeye fan?
Radar loves the Hawkeyes. His teddy bear loves the Cyclones. And they fight like cats and dogs all week long about it.
That makes sense.
What was the teddy bear? Did the teddy bear have a name on that show?
Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, that's a different show. So in Ames, this kid brings one of his funny signs. You know, on the ESPN where they all have their funny signs?
Yes.
More often than not, it's something about Urban Meyer pooping somewhere, which always gets a laugh.
Put that in the mural.
And I want that on the mural, too. This kid, Carson King, is 24 years old. He had a sign that he did as a joke. Now, he lives in Altoona. He goes to Ames for the game. Shows up at 3 p.m. For the game, but he was there at game day at 5:30 in the morning to get on ESPN. Mm-hmm. He says it was a lifetime dream to go to game day. So then he wrote this sign, and the sign said, Bush Light needs replenished. Venmo, Carson King, 2-5. That's so people can send money to him so he can go
Venmo,
buy some Bush
lights,
right?
Yes.
He did it as a joke.
And?
People kept sending money. He said, I thought it'd be a joke, you know, ask for some money for some Bush light. He says, my mom was like, this is going to be my proud mom moment. My son's going to be begging for money for beer on national TV. He puts the sign on TV as a joke. He looks down at his phone and he keeps getting these messages and he realizes, wait a minute, people are actually sending money to my Venmo
Now,
account.
This sounds to me like money he doesn't have to give back.
No.
As opposed to the couple that found, what was it, $120,000?
No,
in there.
This is people saying, here's money. We
right.
want you to have it.
Yes.
Go buy yourself
this
some Bush Light.
This is rightfully his.
Yeah. He says, I looked down and out of nowhere, I had $400 added to my account.
Nice.
And he says, a moment later, it was $600.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was $1,000. He says, I had people from Texas, Idaho, California, Massachusetts, all over. He says, a lot of people from Clemson donated. I guess they like Bush Light, too. So now he's got all of this money. He's got like $6,000 in this account to
That's
buy beer.
That's wonderful.
Well, this is the best part. He's decided he's going to give the money to the hospital, the Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital in Iowa City.
And buy just a little bit of beer? Because... The people were not giving money to a charity.
Yes. No, they didn't.
That's not what they were doing.
So this is what he decided to do. So he's got like $6,000 on there. And he says, this is what I'm going to do. All of the money, except I am going to take just a little bit of money for a case of Busch Light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll buy a case because people thought they were buying me beer and I don't want to disappoint them. I'll buy a case of Busch Light for myself. All the rest of the money goes to sick kids in Iowa City.
Okay.
That's a good story.
Well, yes, except for don't you have to allow people to take their money back if they want to?
I don't think that's how that works. Mm. I think once you make a donation, that's it. I mean, people knew. You think someone's going to be pissed that money's going to sick kids and not, I wanted that kid to get good and drunk.
Yes.
Well, he's getting a case. A Busch Light, which, you know, that's...
Will that do it?
Well, I mean, for some people, that's Busch a lot light. Of that's a lot of beer, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's a feel-good story.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds, their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and then on Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are locally owned and operated. Again, they are now in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so. Use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a beer team beer pong tournament.
Oh, here we go.
Van's Pizza's bread eating contest and live music from Milwaukee's The Better Men and Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy of Sex and Beer fame. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. When you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three.
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 College kid in Ohio in a bit of trouble.
Now, Tyler... Dr. White Trash, he was a Duhawks fan.
No. No, I don't think Dr. White Trash had any idea what the colleges in Dubuque were. He lived on University Avenue.
Well, there's the University of Dubuque.
Which is what University Avenue is named for, yeah. I don't think Dr. Whitechurch was a fan of any local sports.
Mm.
At least in my limited experience hanging out and talking with him, the Duhawks never came up.
Now, the Duhawks, as opposed to having the Snickers sound effect, they have the hawk effect.
They do.
After every first down.
You told me that. Yes. Yeah, that I haven't been to a game.
I was
game
there.
In a
well, I was
years,
only there the one time and at the time Augustana was giving up a lot of first downs and it drove me to madness. I should look up how many first downs they had that it was like 40 first downs.
Oh boy. Ohio University, Athens, Ohio. Tyler Uher had been drinking. Thought it'd be a good idea to climb a 30-foot electricity pole. And then shocked himself and plummeted to the ground.
Like Cable Guy.
He had been drinking before performing the high-risk stunt in front of a crowd of students outside a house party there.
And of course it's recorded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he gets cooked up real good.
That's just...
Electrocutes himself real good. Footage shows a raucous crowd of students cheering as they look up at this idiot... Perched up at the top of an electric pole.
It doesn't show him dropping to the ground?
No. Well, if you want to see that, I can show that to you. He grips one of the power cables, and his hand
is... Is he dead?
He's still alive. Cheers turn to screams as he's paralyzed by the shock, loses his footing, and falls 30 feet. Sparks fly as he flips over midair before crashing into the ground.
Now, would that be the third one? If it hadn't been Cokie Roberts, would this count as the third one?
I don't think this guy is that famous.
There he is on the ground.
He's quite injured.
Why does he already have a neck brace
well,
on?
Well, this footage is him in the hospital.
Oh.
Like, he broke his back 4 different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a GoFundMe page for this idiot. They want to raise $100,000 for his medical bills. So far, they've raised $935. See, this is the thing. We will give money to college kids that want Bush Light.
If that's all you're simply asking for.
Yes. I fell 30 feet because I electrocuted myself drunk
really
at a party. Well, he was jettisoned by electric shock. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Shoot me.
His sister, this guy does cartwheels all the way down to the ground, and then he's getting shocked on the way to the ground, too.
Does he know how to do cartwheels?
The GoFundMe, no, but you can learn real quick when you're getting
gigawatts
up the yazoo.
If it's somebody who's always constantly, that's his thing. He does cartwheels everywhere.
The GoFundMe page here says, Tyler's medical care will place a large burden on him and his family, and they'd like us to help lighten the financial burden. No, you get nothing. Here's somebody writing on his GoFundMe page. Mm-hmm. Quote, it's your fault for doing this. You deserve no money. Risking your life is just stupid. Here's another. What in the name of God were you thinking? He's also, by the way, looking at a criminal mischief charge.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, the footage is spectacular as you watch this idiot. He says, there's one student here that was there. And says, I thought he was dead. There's no explanation for him living. It's a blessing. Is it, though? I mean, I don't want the kid dead, but that's not a blessing, right? Blessings are not guy gets drunk and climbs up an electric pole and shocks himself and then breaks his back in 4 different places. That's not a blessing, is it?
It's like the Bears kicker was right afterwards was saying that if you don't believe in God, how much more proof do you need than this field goal I just made?
No, we need to keep God out of field goals.
So what you're saying is that Jesus Christ hates the Denver Broncos, which maybe that's what you're saying.
Hmm.
And if that's what you're saying,
right,
then maybe I'm okay with it.
Well, we just got rid of a kicker that wanted to make God part of the field goal thing.
Well, God wanted me to miss that.
Right.
And I'm okay with that.
No, you shouldn't be okay with that. You need to be upset with God if he made you miss a field goal, a gimme to the Eagles that would have sent you out of the playoffs. No. Listen, I'm all for football, and I'm all for God.
And sports books.
But keep them... Yes, especially
now. And it's
now.
Like, it's just got to get boring. It's like, won that one again.
Keep God out of football.
Of course I had Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson. I'm Jesus Christ.
Four.
Magic Man.
Japan has unleashed now a new giant.
Oh, I'm magic.
What do you think Rick Ocasek and Jesus are doing right
singing
now?
Singing that song. Yeah. Although Jesus sings it. Uh-oh, I'm magic.
Hey, Rick, welcome to heaven, Rick. I saw that video where you're walking on water at the pool. You think that's funny?
Oh, you think that's funny, you think huh?
You think what I do is a big joke?
Yeah, we just had some clear plastic that I was walking
now,
on.
Now, I know how you did it. I'm Jesus. What you did was a trick. What I did was a miracle.
Let's fire up that song again. Uh-oh, I'm magic.
I can't stay mad at you, Rick Ocasek. Yeah, this is called Niku Mountain over there in Japan. Meat Mountain. It's from a pizza chain over there called Aoki's.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pizza, Meat Mountain. It's 2 thick crust meat pizzas sandwiched on top of each other with a generous serving of gooey melted cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the meat that you'll find in the Niku Mountain. Niku is the Japanese word for meat, all right? Here's the toppings. Beef steak, hamburger patty pieces, pork loin, Iberian bacon, diced bacon, sliced bacon, bacon bits, Bavarian sausage, pepperoni, mini wiener sausages, pork sausage, Italian sausage. That's just the top pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom, you've got Yagyu beef ribs, chicken, deluxe minced meat, meat in a spicy sauce, taco meat, and dry cured ham. You can get this Meat Mountain for just $27.
That's not bad, really.
No. It looks like it would give you a heart attack, though. Are you intrigued by the
Happy
Meat
Joe's
Mountain?
Is going to cost you $27, isn't it?
How is Happy Joe still in business with the money they charge for pizzas? When's the last time you had a Happy Joe's pizza?
Don't know.
And it's fine, but it's not $30 fine. Am I way off here? Am I way out of bounds?
It's pricey.
Is it too pricey? Because I'm telling you, the last time I had a Happy Joe's pizza, I was like, what? What the hell did we pay for here?
Was it being served at your birthday party?
No.
Was there a bounce house?
No.
Just seems that pizza, Happy Joe's is kind of bounce house pizza.
It should be for birthday parties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm on board.
Five.
Number five.
Unless, of course, you're talking the taco or the Happy Joe special.
Which you're a big fan of.
Yes.
But when's the last time you've had one?
Been a while. I just don't have that kind of money.
Well, that's part of it, too. And maybe that's why I haven't had Happy Joe's pizza the last couple of years. Now I think about it. Maybe it's not that I'm making some sort of statement. Listen, maybe it's just I don't have the scratch.
You know what?
It.
These saltines and ketchup are just fine.
You know what? I don't know what. You can keep your Happy Joe's. It's Jack's Pizza knocks it out of the park. Although we did get a text when I was raving about the Jack's Pizza the other
and your,
day.
And your dad hack, which from, I thought yeah. was pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. We got.
Although
a,
Jenny won't eat pepperoni?
No.
Huh.
No. Well, sometimes she will. But more often than not, no. Got a text here from one of our more enlightened listeners that I wanted to share with you.
Is this their hack? Because I'm up for anyone's hack.
It's not really a hack, per se, as just a way to make me disappointed in you.
In me?
No, the listener.
Oh.
Anyway, just basically, the text was, I want to make sure I get this right, because it's so incredibly backwards. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. It says here, Jack's Pizza is gay. You got to try Butch's Porkhouse Pizza, best frozen ever. Never heard of it.
I have.
Jack's Pizza is gay.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's an adult sending that text in 2019. Now you'll never be on Saturday Night Live. I hope you're happy. Number five.
What happened to that guy?
He doesn't get to be on. They fired him before they even had the show.
Huh.
Yeah.
Five.
Number
five. Good. They got too many unfunny people on that show anyway.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So,
and this
there
idiot,
you go.
This idiot cost himself a job being an unfunny racist on a podcast. Like
this?
Well, I don't think what we do is racist.
Oh, I'm not saying what it is either, but it's a podcast.
Yeah. Right. I don't think anything's ever happened on this show that would preclude us from getting a gig.
Well, let's not even bring that up.
There's
no very tasty. There's no reason to anyone do any sort of digging.
Finally,
unless of course you're a patron, then you would have access to everything we've ever done.
Yes.
And we certainly appreciate it and love you, and we'll have a patron show on Thursday.
IKEA has a new jerk chicken that they just rolled out at their cafeterias there. The IKEA. You ever eaten at an IKEA?
I've never been to an IKEA.
Oh, it's something
Where
else.
Is one?
There's a couple in Chicago.
Chicagoland.
We went to one in St. Louis over the summer.
What were you looking for? Were you going to put together a desk?
Oh, I don't know. I go where I'm told.
Because I would certainly...
Do you think it was my idea to go to IKEA?
I would certainly... I would be much more interested in going to a furniture store if they've got meatballs there.
They do.
I would go.
The meatballs are great.
Yes, I would go.
No, that's it. I thought, well, I'll at least get some meatballs out of the deal, which
I'm just going to be standing over here.
Mm-hmm.
You just help yourself to the meatballs?
No, it's like a cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a just bowls of meatballs sitting out.
They've rolled out their new jerk chicken with rice and peas, and they're now in trouble for cultural appropriation. This is the problem. Jerk chicken with rice and peas, this is a misunderstanding. A Jamaican dish, jerk chicken, is usually made with what they call pigeon peas. Pigeon peas are what they call them in the Caribbean. Of course, here we know that as a kidney bean. It's beans and rice.
Yeah, okay.
They did rice with peas in the rice.
Yeah.
So they must have misunderstood.
So they're in trouble with...
Well, I don't know.
With Jamaica? The government of Jamaica?
Sensitive people saying, well, this is cultural appropriation. You can't put rice in peas. That's offensive to Jamaica. But they call it peas and rice. But they mean, but that, well, it's not what they mean. They mean what they mean, but mm-hmm. you or I would call that beans and rice. Here in the States, we call it beans and rice. In Jamaica, it's peas and rice. So yeah, Twitter jumping on the back of IKEA saying, well, this is cultural appropriation.
The jerk, also, jerk chicken police.
You would also think, though, that if you're responsible for doing the menu at a place like IKEA, you would have somebody look up what the actual damn recipe is.
Well,
like they looked on a piece of paper and it said rice and peas.
That's
and
all
they
I need to know.
Okay.
Well, it just sounds, I can do that. Sounds like the people at IKEA, they never follow the instructions.
There you go. They just throw them out.
They just try to put, they just put that damn thing together however they think they're going to put it together.
Those
read the instructions.
Are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all natural fruit smoothie. With or without protein, how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Fall into a pumpkin pie latte and a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. They have gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well as things you can take home with you, including whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. And don't miss live music Wednesdays from 7 till 10. Tomorrow, it's Scott Stowe. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today when you're there for lunch or dinner. Please mention Nacho Radio, and when you do, you're going to get a medium sub, and you're only going to have to pay for the price of a small one.
I get some bonus content for those of you that stuck with us through the commercials there mm-hmm. at the end of the podcast.
How about that?
Two bonus stories here. Darren?
Yes.
Coming to us from India. Two stories from India that I wanted to share with you.
We call this a twin spin.
Yeah, it's an Indian twin spin.
The password is twin spin.
If you're so inclined. Yes, it's time for a... Chandni Chowk Chit Bhai Jai Paiya. All right, that's probably enough of that. We begin with a story from India.
She's quite fetching.
Where they're having the first farting contest.
Put that in the mural.
Antonio Brown.
I want the entire country of India farting in this doctor's face.
Just paint what you know. Paint my truth.
He opened that exam room and that's what it smelled like. The entire country of India had just farted.
This is in Gujarat, India, where prizes are being given to people whose farts are the loudest, longest, and most musical. A craze that's taken over this Indian state of Gujarat. And yeah, it's called What the Fart? WTF. A fart contest. Again, loudest, longest, and most musical farts. It's India's first ever farting contest. They're very, very excited about this. It's happening this weekend. So, if you're in that part of the country, just got a text here on the Oscars Pub text line from Deucer. Looks like in Brazil. So now we're on in South America. That's not bad.
Where we've wanted to be.
The brainchild here, this farting contest of a 48-year-old singer who says he once was featured on a popular TV show in 2001. And he wants to see whose farts are the loudest, longest, and most musical.
What is the most musical one? Is someone capable of, like, doing taps?
There won't be a dry eye in the house for a variety of reasons. And then there's this story from Bhopal, India, where they were undergoing a drought. So I guess, it's...
Indian drought.
Yeah. The part of India was drought-stricken, so they had to do something to appease Lord Indira, who's the Hindu god of rains. So they had the idea to make the rain god happy, they would marry two frogs. They had a wedding ceremony and everything where these two frogs got married.
I'm not a rain god, but that pleases me.
And you know, honestly,
it doesn't.
During the ceremony, mantras were chanted and the frogs got married in July on the 19th. And the belief was this would please the Lord Indira, the Hindu god of rains, and bring rains to the region. And it did. In fact, it's gotten so bad now with all the rain that they have now had to have a divorce ceremony and break up the frogs. They got 26% more rainfall than normal after the frogs got married and are now dealing with flood-like conditions.
Too effective.
Yes. Over the weekend, the rain was so bad it broke a record for the most rain ever recorded in the city. They keep getting more and more rain, so they had to have a ceremony where mantras were chanted and the frogs are now divorced.
But they're still friends for the little frogs.
Yeah, they're going to stay together for the tadpoles. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Are we going to do a patron show, you said?
Patron show on Thursday.
All right, so you patrons, you'll have a show coming your way. If you're not a patron, maybe that's something you should consider. Go to nachoradio.com or daveanddarren.com for the
clearly
details.
Clearly bribing you.
Yeah. Until we get a chance to do a show for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.